Exercise 2. Sometimes the results of scientific inquiry are unsatisfactory. This may be due to our expectations. They may be unrealistic. For example, if you asked a biologist to tell you what a goby fish eats, I am certain that any ichthyologist, a biologist who studies fish, could let you know the favorite meals of the goby quite easily. If, however, you produced a goby from a bowl and asked an ichthyologist to tell you what this specific fish ate yesterday, you would have a different story. The sentences would be full of probably and likely meals for the fish. Science is pretty good at describing and predicting trends for larger groups, but the more specific you get, the more problems there are. Things get fuzzier the more specific your demands. It is the same for planets, plants, and people. Astronomy, too, is much better at explaining the general than the specific. We can say more confidently, for example, how planets come to be than how our planet, the Earth, came to be.